All right. Welcome to Security Guy Radio at Black Hat 2016.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Michelle Cobb. I'm VP of Worldwide Marketing from Skybox Security.
Skybox Security. I like the name. Mm-hmm. Anything with the word box and sky, those are two good words for people, right? Tell me what you do.
Sure. Actually, the name Skybox gives you a good idea of what we do. We give security professionals a high-level view of their entire network infrastructure and the security for that environment.
I thought that
so
when
that
I heard
gives
the name.
You that view.
Yeah, before Skybox. I read it, I thought it was something like that. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, he's the technical guy. I'm the human guy, right?
Okay.
So explain to me what you do in a broad concept.
Certainly. Well, Skybox is a leader in security analytics. And what we do is we provide a modeling and simulation environment that our customers use to find risks and attack vectors, for example, in their environment. So we give them the ability to model their entire attack surface. But you do that by taking in information from a variety of different security systems and network devices, and then analyze that so that they can find out risky access, rules in their, let's say, firewalls or other network devices that aren't compliant with policy, or vulnerabilities that need to be mitigated.
And you don't use sensors for that?
We don't use sensors for that.
Because people don't like them?
People don't like them.
Right.
They don't want, and sometimes they don't even have access to some of the areas that they would have to place them. So what we do is we absorb information. We basically connect with various systems. And, for example, with a firewall, we can take that information in from firewall logs, from the device itself, from the security management systems. Many of them are managed by higher-end systems. And we use that information then to build up this model. And it's not a network map. It's a model.
Okay. So for a lot of our listeners out there that may not know exactly what that means, what we're under, let me see if I could back brief you, is sometimes when you have so much data out there as a company, you don't know how to sift through it to figure out what's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So we're understanding what your company does is takes all the data from all the different companies that could possibly be working for an organization, sifts through it, prioritizes mm-hmm. it, then gives it back to the right people in the organization and says, this is really what you should be worried about.
That is a great way to describe it.
All right.
You're hired. The marketing team.
Give me some of those shoes. I like the shoes. That's all I'm looking for.
So to expand on that, we take in data from over 90 different security devices and systems. So that pretty much every type of firewall, intrusion prevention systems, vulnerability scanners, your management systems from big name security and network management providers.
Well, tell me about the type of devices you're able to log into to get this data.
Certainly. Well, we're able to connect in with over 90 different devices, and they could be network devices like firewalls, routers and switches, IPS, systems, security systems that customers may have, some higher level enterprise ones, vulnerability scanners of every type. And basically, we were able to put this information together along with vulnerability and asset information and threat information and build a picture of their attack surface. And so people talk about the attack surface. You hear it in a lot of
It's a great word. Yeah.
It's great. It sounds great. But how do you actually see that?
Right.
And what we do is we help them see that by putting all this information
from the
together.
Box.
So that you can actually get a visual.
Now,
on what
here's
that looks
what I want to get my head around. Let's say I'm giant company number A, and I have all those 90 devices you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How do you connect to that? Do you have to get to each manufacturer and say, you know, what's your
what's the problem?
What's your code, and how do I do it? Or does the network guy help you, or what? Is it automatic, or what?
Well, it can automatically pick that up. So usually we have to have at least access to some part of the network where firewall logs, or there's output from those particular devices. We can also connect through APIs to those devices.
Right.
So it's through logs and direct connection to their control interface or APIs.
How long would it take you to get connected to a large enterprise?
Well, typically we would build that, so we call it building the model.
Right.
So after we get the software installed, we can build the model. In a large enterprise...
Well, my question is, how long does it take to get the software installed to get the connectivity between your information sources?
Sure. So let's. I'll take one of the modules, because we have a platform that includes five different modules.
Okay.
So I'll take one of them. Our firewall assurance module will install in about 4 hours. So, and even in a large enterprise, because again, there's a lot of consistency to how we pull the data. So once we're in there and we can identify where the data comes from, the connections themselves.
But if you weren't there, is there a challenge with the different languages and the different KPIs and the reporting that all these other businesses are sending up?
Yeah,
it's like too much data in too many languages?
Exactly, and that's one of the reasons we do normalization. So we take in those information in all those different formats. And to do that, we've built our own set of connectors. And those connectors take the information from all of those different proprietary formats and translate them into common information. So, for example, all firewalls, the information in all firewalls tends to come down to source, destination, type of traffic that's allowed, and so forth. We normalize it to that same level. The advantage there then is after we're done, and a large enterprise that may have firewalls from five different vendors could actually have one security person who is using Skybox to understand and be able to adjust rules, track changes, and really help to manage the security of all of those devices together.
Now, does this push the data to individual end users? Or does it go to an administrator who then distributes it, or how does that work?
Yeah, we work with administrators. So it's an administrative tool, again, security management tool that somebody like a security analyst or someone who's the head of a security operations center might use.
Right.
But we've actually introduced a new tool as well for the CISO, because one of the things that we found recently is that the chief information security officer really needs a way to be able to communicate what's happening in their security environment at a high level.
Right.
So it's a security visualization tool that takes our data, but then presents it in a more intuitive interface.
With KPIs.
With KPIs, yeah. So it's exactly
that are developed particular to that organization and their threats, right?
And some common ones. So there's some common ones such as, we call them indicators of exposure. So it's a corollary to indicators of compromise, which of course in attack detection tools, there's something that's happened, it tells you you may have been compromised, and you investigate. In our solution, we use indicators of exposure, saying these conditions exist that could present a potential vulnerability exposure or a firewall that is not meeting security policy. And those indicators of exposure, things like what we call vulnerability density. Concentration of vulnerabilities, let's say in one data center, would indicate that not only do you have some things to fix, but you know you want to go after that particular data center, talk to the team there, and then help them figure out what to do.
Is this a difficult sell because you're intrusive?
We actually are not intrusive.
Okay.
That's actually one of our selling points.
Oh, excellent.
Is the fact that...
Because you don't have to intrude the network. You're just sifting the data that comes out of it.
Exactly. We get the data
where do you
that comes
grab it?
Out.
You're grabbing it at the entry point? Or?
There's some initial configuration that has to happen. So typically, I'd say the most difficult one might be in vulnerability scanners, where often the people running the vulnerability scanners don't want to give a lot of access out. But all they really have to do is allow us to retrieve the information from one point.
Okay.
They don't have to allow someone access to their system that they manage. Okay, so once that's set up, there's actually it's not intrusive at all. So
all right.
It's a big selling point. So a network security administrator that is, for example, not allowed to have direct access to the virtualization system that they're using would use Skybox. They'll be able to get the data, model that virtual network without having to be in there,
fiddling around, breaking something.
Where the guys responsible for the VM environment don't want them to be.
So one question. What we've seen a lot with a lot of different interviews at Black Hat is that there's a common thread of training and awareness coming from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
And considering what we understand is really a top-down assistance that you're giving people like the CISOs in these organizations, where do you think on a broad scale training and awareness is for most of the organizations that are out there? I mean, is that something that everybody should be worried about?
Definitely. So I think, with Skybox, we help in two different directions. So one is to really help the security practitioners, the security managers, the analysts, take the information that they have and be able to present it to their, other staff within the organization, their boss, and communicate. Because being able to translate that detailed technical information is something that the CISO cares about is important.
But not everybody else is going to understand.
Not everyone else is going to understand it. So it has to be translated in language, too. And so
providing,
again, higher level view works. From top down, also, let's say CISOs who are now in board level discussions about security want to be able to communicate what's needed at a business level down. And so our solution helps them do that by being able to identify issues that could have to do with workflow, policy compliance issues at a very broad level in the organization, and help give their team direction that they might otherwise have difficulty.
Well, I used to give presentations to C-level people at the studios, right? And the first time I did it, I had a 60-page PowerPoint, and I got thrown out of the room, right?
Right.
It's got to be one page.
Mm-hmm. Condensed and clear.
Noun, verb, direct object.
Right.
And not because they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's their time management, right?
Right.
And if you can get that succinctly to them, they can execute faster. Because their job is execute.
Exactly.
If you bog them down in a whole bunch of stuff, they're not going to execute any of the failures. So I think this is brilliant to turn it into a visualization.
Well, you're actually helping the security and awareness by not, quote unquote, I don't want to say it, but dumbing it down is important in a digestible fashion where somebody that doesn't come from a security background can say, oh, so that's why that investment is important.
Yeah, we're going to do something about that.
Yeah, we're going to do something about that.
Exactly.
So you're helping a lot with that then.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the small size company you would go after and use?
We have some companies that are around, I'd say, we have some as low as, let's say, 250 employees, but usually our customers tend to be a couple thousand employees and up. But a wide range. They could be from critical infrastructure, energy and utilities, financial services as well, government and defense.
So your smaller companies are more on the higher value target range then, right?
Or they really have a high value of keeping their data protected.
Right. Sure,
they could
be
ones, for example, that
proprietary data.
Like pharmaceutical companies, for example, often some of them are very large, but there's some smaller ones who say,
very specialized.
Their information is just as valuable, even if they're a smaller size.
That's the value of their company.
Sometimes retail companies as well, who, again, maybe more regional banks.
Sure.
Would be on the smaller side, but on the big side, certainly anyone with a large network, which is a lot of companies today, a lot of data to protect.
How long have you guys been doing this?
Environment.
How long have you been doing it?
We've been doing this for over a decade.
Really?
Now.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the market has changed quite a bit over that time. Initially, we saw, obviously, the biggest of the big companies, the Fortune 50 companies, were those early adopters of Skybox. But today, it's a very wide range of companies. That need for something that helps them in a very complex security environment has grown tremendously.
Well, some of the smaller ones are obviously because of their infrastructure. Mm-hmm. They're at a higher risk. And so they're willing to pay with these huge budgets that 10 years ago were not even thought of to say, this is important regardless of our size. I think we're going to see more than that.
Exactly.
More
Michelle,
of that.
I feel safer. Oh, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was just going to say, and complexity is really the key, because you're right. It's not really about the size of the company. It's the complexity.
And it's getting more complex all the time.
So as those smaller organizations have multiple types of network devices and 10,000 rules on those devices, they need help too.
Need somebody to decipher it. Yeah. Very cool.
I always feel a little safer after my last interview. And this is no exception. This is excellent. Thanks for coming on the show.
Certainly.
Really appreciate it. Give us your website again.
Certainly. It's skyboxsecurity.com.
That's a good one to remember.
Right. Red booth 335 at Black Hat.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks so much.
Do we get some pictures of her at the booth?
Let's
come down and do that.
Well, yeah. We'll go down and we'll see you down there.
We'll splice in some shots.
Yeah, we'll put them all together.
Fantastic.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Very insightful.
Thanks. All right.